It's a schosen and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, this week's Parsha is Parshas Bo. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point we could bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us in Perek Yud Pasuk Aleph, Vayomer Hashem El Moshe. Hashem says to Moshe, Bo El Paro, come to Paro, Ki Ani Hechbadeti Et Libo, because I made his heart, and I hardened his heart. We know in last week's Parsha, we had seven of the Eser Makos, and we spoke about how they were so stubborn, the Mitzrayim, they didn't want to change their ways, even though they kept on seeing it again and again and again. They just didn't believe, they didn't want to believe it. But then we get to this week's Parsha, and we have the last three of the Makos. We have Arbe, Choshech, and Makos Bechoros. I remember a little while ago, one of my very, very close friends, my first cousin, Eli Sklar, he was at a DRS dinner, and it was in front of a lot of people, and he got up and he gave his Dvar Torah, and it was Parshas Bo, right? It was right during the winter break, the end of January, when all the parents come in, and he got up and he said, Parshas Bo, Bala Turim says, Gematria 3, Beis 2, Aleph 1, Gematria 3, because there are three of the Makos, the last three from last week's seven. And he sat down and he got a standing ovation. Unbelievable. To 32nd Dvar Torah, got right to the point. And I told my Bochrim that story, and they said, so Rebbe, we're done? And I'm like, no, we're not done. Nice try. Yeah, but again, it's beautiful. It's a Bala Turim. However, it's very interesting, because right away, Paro, his heart is hardened. Very interesting. Rambam, did he have Bechira? Did he have free will? Hashem kept on hardening his heart. Very interesting discussion. We've spoken about it before. Maybe Paro was such a big Russia, therefore he lost his Bechira. Again, very interesting question. However, we have a very interesting conversation. As the Torah goes on, we have an interesting conversation between Moshe and Paro. Finally, the Mitzrayim are like, okay, enough. This is crazy. All these Makos, Dam, Svardeya, Kinim, all these different Makos, you keep on bringing them. And again, of course, Hashem, he could have just gave them Dam for a year. He didn't. You have to know, why do you have to give these specific Eser Makos? The Midrashim talk about how each Maka was Mida, Kenegan, Mida. But there's a very interesting question. The question is that Moshe and Paro are having a conversation. And Paro says, "Vayomer aleichem perig yer posuk ches. Vayomer aleichem luchu idu es Hashem olechem mi vami holchem. Who's gonna go? Vayomer Moshe binareinu ubzekenu neilech ubaneinu binoseinu. Moshe says, what do you mean? Who's gonna go? Our children are gonna go. Our elders are gonna go. Everyone's gonna go. So question one: what was this conversation between Paro and Moshe?" Also, it's very interesting. Right in the beginning, it says, Leman tisaper bazne bincho ben bincho. So I'm going to tell your children. Whose children? Who are we talking about? Are we talking about Klal Yisro? Which that seems like that's Pashup Shat. That's what it seems like. That we're going to tell the children and the children and the children. Or maybe we're talking not about the Jews. Maybe we're talking about the Mitzrayim themselves. Okay. Then we have the eighth of the Eser Makos, Arbe. And we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was like, listen, you're going to mess again, I'm going to do this locust, and it's going to be really bad. And all of a sudden, in Perek Yud Pasuk Tezayin, Vayimaher Paro Likro LeMoshe, he runs to Moshe, Vayomer Chatati LaShem, I made a mistake, Elokeichem Aleichem. And the Mephoshim want to know, is that we know all the Eser Makos were very bad. Some were worse than others, right? Makos Bechoros, they killed people. But on this case of Arbe, the locust, why was Paro so... He ran. We don't see this before. He ran to Moshe Rabbeinu. What is so unique about Arbe? Question two. Question three. Again, there's a lot of mitzvos. Right, Rashi writes in the beginning of Bereshis Bara Elokim, etc., Says Rashi, what do you mean? Why don't you just start from the first mitzvah? The first mitzvah is in this week's parsha. The mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, sanctifying the moon. What is that mitzvah? Why is it the first mitzvah? Furthermore, we know that Klal Yisrael was on the 49th level of Tumah. In the Navi Yecheskel, it says, Perechav Pasaches, Veskalule Mitzrayim Lo Azvu. They didn't leave. They didn't leave the Gluli Mitzrayim. In Tehillim, Ayin Ches, Pasuk Yud, Lo Shamri Bris Elokim. They were on the 49th level of Tumah. And right before, right after, we see that they have a mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Are these things interrelated? Obviously they are, so there wouldn't be a question. But what's the connection of them being on the lowest level and then getting to the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh? And furthermore, the Torah goes and talks at length about Karban Pesach, the first Karban Pesach, that they offered the Karban Pesach. And then lastly, it talks about the mitzvah of Tefillin. And there's an amazing Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Kiddushin that it says, Toras Hashem Beficha, that it should be on your tongue, on your lip. And the Gemara says that it's Tefillin. And we know that we have Dalet Parshas of Tefillin. We have four Parshas that are written in the Tefillin. In the Tefillin Shel Rosh, there are four different compartments. Four different things. Amazing. I was once in NC Swakol and they brought down a sofa and they showed how all the tefillin is made. It's amazing. You think it's just boxes. There's a lot going on. And on the Shel Yad, on the tefillin Shel Yad, it's all the parshas in one. Right? That's why you have to be careful how you write it. You can't write it out of order. It's a lot of halachas about writing. By a Sefer Torah, you can write it out of order. You could detach it. But by a mezuzah and by tefillin, in the Shel Yad, it's only one. It's one thing with the Dalet Parshas, but it's only on one parchment. But in the Shel Rosh, it's four. But the Gemara says that the greatness of Tefillin, that Toras Hashem Beficha, should be on your tongue. And you know what we're talking about? We're talking about Tefillin. Furthermore, the famous Gemara in the Gemara in Brachos, on Davav, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tefillin, quoting down from the pasuk from Divrei Hayamim, Perek Yud Zayin, Umi Ka'amcha Yisrael, Goyechad Ba'aretz, and we know our tefillin has Shema Yisrael. Also, it has from this is part Kadosh Shli Kol Bechor, Vayakirecha, Vayayim Shamoa, and our tefillin is Shema Yisrael. And tefillin is such an important mitzvah. It's such an important mitzvah. The Gemara tells us in Megillah that Vikar, that Haman wanted to uproot the mitzvah of Tefillin. So why is Tefillin so integral? So let's just cause over. Again, we have a lot of questions, a lot of Yesidus. The first question is what is this conversation between Paro and Moshe? Paro said, Mi v'mi holchem. And Moshe said back to him, what do you mean? It's going to be the children and the elders and everyone. Furthermore, what is this mitzvah of Arbeh? This mitzvah of locusts, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, why specifically on the 49th level of Tumah, and why specifically the mitzvah of sanctifying the moon? And the last question is the mitzvah of Tefillin. We know there's so many mitzvahs, 613, but what's such a big focus on the mitzvah of Tefillin? So let's go slow. So finally Paro said, listen, I had enough, I can't take it. You're wiping us out. You're throwing everything at us. And I know we're stubborn people. But still, you could go. And he said, so who's going to go? So Moshe says, what do you mean who's going to go? Everyone's going to go. So Paro says, Miva mi hochem. What do you mean? I only think that the top people, the clergy, the people that are making the big decisions, the leaders are going to go. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, what are you talking about? Every single person in Klal Yisrael is a leader. Ubinareinu ubzokeinu neilech. You might think that it's only the special people, it's only the rabbis and only the leaders, only those people, they're going to become Adam Mitzrayim. But it's not true. We know that every single person is put on this world for a mission. Every single person is so unique, is so special. They bring Kedusha into the world. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, we are one nation. We are one. Not only are we one, but we're also individuals. We're both, as we've spoken about so much before. And their Siyata Dishmaya, their special divine, the Rabbeinu Shalom's will, his divine assistance is on every single one of us. Not just the big things, but on every single one of us. As the Ramban writes in this week's Parsha, that every single thing that happens to us, even the small things and the big things, it's all coming from the Rabbeinu Shalom. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, my whole goal is to pass on the Mesorah. Rav Jonathan Sachs, Zatzal, he wrote in Lessons of Leadership, he says, imagine you've been in slavery for 2,000 years. You've been in slavery. And all of a sudden, you're taking your nation out, you're giving them a pep talk. What are you going to give them a pep talk about? And he talks about all the different leaders throughout the world. And this is Moshe Rabbeinu taking Klai, we're leaving Mitzrayim, we're getting out of that Mitzrayim. As we spoke about last week, the Mitzar, the boundaries that we put on ourselves, we limit ourselves. And Moshe Rabbeinu is going to give them that pep talk. He could say whatever he wants. He started Kumsitz, right? Probably started Kumsitz nowadays, right? But no, Moshe Rabbeinu says, listen, the most important thing is that you teach your children and you give it over to your children and you give it over to them and they learn how to ask questions and they learn how to develop. That's what's going on right here. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying that we are one nation. We are going to continue the Mesorah. And although you Paro, with your religion, you think it's only the special people, it's the clergy. Obviously, the clergy are important, but everyone is important. Then we get to the Mak of Arbe. So Paro's like, what's going on here? In years past, we spoke about Arbe. And we spoke about, you know why Paro was so concerned about the Arbe? Because one little egg that would hatch, it would just go like wildfire. One little thing. So you know what we see from this, says the Bali Musar? The Koyach of Zman. The Koyach of time. That one little egg could just hatch and the locusts just get everywhere. And that's why Paro had to run and say, I can't, just come get rid of it. Do what you can, get rid of it. One little egg. So the Bali Musar explained, or Eliyahu Lopion explains, that the power of time, as we've spoken about before, that the power of time, Hashem giving us, you know, if you told someone 100 years ago what's going on now, imagine 20 years from now. My father told me that people are going to be flying in their little airplanes. We already have cars. You know, you told someone 25 years ago that we would have cars that drive by themselves and be like, what are you talking about? Right? So imagine what's going to be. How the world is changing. But guess what? We have more time on our hands. They used to have to go down. I was telling some of my students, you know, the time that we have to go down to the river to wash your laundry. Right? That doesn't happen nowadays. They used to have outhouses to go to the bathroom. We have more time on our hands. But how are we utilizing this time? Are we using, are we channeling it? Are we using our time the best way we can? So that's the idea of Arbe. And it's sudden, Paro went crazy at it. Why do you go crazy? Because he said the power of time. And that's why I think specifically is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Because Klal Yisrael is on the 49th level of Tumah. They were fallen. They were fallen. They were deep in Avodah Zarah. Right? The Malachim said, the Gemara tells us that the Malachim say it's not fair. Well, why are you helping this nation? They're just doing Avodah Zarah. But then they were able to get Kedusha. Because although they were on the bottom, they were able to pick themselves up. Little. It didn't happen overnight. But little by little by little, they were able to pick themselves up and make greatness. That's the idea of Kiddush HaChodesh, that you take your time, you take you sanctify the moon, and you show you make Kedusha into it. The mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, time, that the power of the rabbis, the power of Chazal, that we define, right? Obviously, it's the Rabbeinu Shalom, but Mikadesh Yisrael v'Hazmanim, that it's Klal Yisrael setting up the calendar, right? In the time of the Mishnayos, they would go and light torches and let everyone know, right? When is the moon being sanctified? When is it a new Kiddush HaChodesh?
But the idea is, wow, look, Kiddush HaChodesh, the power of time. You know, it's an amazing pasuk. The pasuk tells us at the end of the parasha, and it's talking about Karban Pesach, and it says, it's talking about the idea of Shmartem et Hamatzos. It's talking about how we have to watch, that we have to watch the matzos, right? We're talking about the Karban Pesach, and we're talking about, right, the first Pesach Seder, you see us in Mitzrayim, and it tells us in Perek Yebeit, Pasuk Yitzayin, Ushmartem et Hamatzos, ki be'etzem hayom hazeh. And Rashi brings down from the famous Chazal, Ushmartem et Hamatzos, al tiyeh kori et Hamatzos, elo et Hamitzvos. Don't read it as matzos, but rather read it as mitzvos. Kederach she'ein machmitzen et Hamatzos, just like you don't want your mitzvos to become stale and become leavened, kach ein machmitzen et Hamitzvos. You don't want your mitzvos to become stale. So very interesting, because the Radvaz says that, you know, in the Torah there's no nekudos, right? When you're a bar mitzvah boy, you always look over to the tikkun, right? Look over, but you can't. Because remember, when you're in your bar mitzvah, you don't have any nekudos. If you make a mistake, it's going to be, you can't look on the tikkun. The Radvaz says, you know why that is? It's because every letter, there's a special drusha from every letter. And if it just gave you the exact nekudos in the Torah, you couldn't make so much drushas. Right, I remember a great story. Right, I was laning. I was in West Orange by it was a simcha for my uncle Ira and Aunt Ora. They had a big simcha in the family, and I was laning. They asked me to lane, and right before it was also their nephew Jared Kushner. Right, I have to get him this YU Torah recording, and he wasn't feeling well. He lived in Livingston, and he walked all the way over to lane in West Orange. So he went before me, and then it was my turn. I practiced a lot. I'm not, you know, I laid my bar mitzvah parsha, a lot of stories in that. But so I'm laning, and I'm doing okay, I think so. And then I get to the last part, last pasuk of the aliyah, and I say it wrong. And they say, okay, go again. And I say it wrong. And they go again. It must have been the third or fourth time. And then finally I had the pasuk, but I looked outside of the Torah. So like, you can't do that. You got to read inside, and I have to do it again. Right? But why? Why? Because there's no nekudos. There's no nekudos in the Torah. Why? Because drasha is chazal. But what is this drasha? Don't read it matzos, read it mitzvos. So says the great Rav Moshe Feinstein, the amazing Rav Moshe Feinstein, right? My grandfather, Rav Amzer Zatzal, had supposed to get smicho from him, had such a great relationship with him. Right, the Ono Mikol Adam, Moshe Rabbeinu was Ono Mikol Adam, but Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein, the stories they say about Rav Moshe, unbelievable. And he says, you know what the pshat is here? Is that just like by matzah, you got to watch it. You got to make sure, you got to keep it in check. If it's not in check, guess what? 1 second over, it's going to come, it's going to turn into chametz. Right, people are so, when I was a bacher, I once worked in a matzah factory. And you have all these Yiddish shabbos, and they're like, go, 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 it's crazy. You know, the machmirim, the briskers. Right, 1 second, you're not doing it right, you mess up, you turn it into chametz, you got to watch it, you got to keep it in check. And Rav Moshe says, so thing with our mitzvahs, we got to keep it in check. Right, are we utilizing our time? Are we putting kedusha into our time? Are we realizing, wow, are we passing on the Mesorah? Are we passing on the Mesorah from generation to generation? Are we teaching our children? Are we doing what we're supposed to do? Are we the Lamanit HaSabincha? Are we giving over the mitzvahs with Simcha? Are we thinking about what we're doing? So questions that we keep on asking ourselves. You know, this week we had a Yarchei Kal in Yeshiva. So my father came and he learned with me in the shir. It was great. And then I had other parents that were here, from Moge and some Hillel. They came and they learned with us for a couple of days. It was amazing. Came in the Torah. And then Dr. Siegel, Benjamin's father, came. And all the fathers, such a beautiful thing, because this is what we're here for, utilizing our time, passing on the Mesorah. But Cesar Maisha Feinstein, that you got to make sure that your mitzvahs are in check. Your mitzvahs are in check. And everyone has their unique mitzvah.
The Rambam writes at the Parish of Shai Samakis, right? Lefichach hirbo lehem Torah mitzvahs, right? Shemar Hashem chafetz, right? The pasuk we say, right? By a kaddish, by a tzium. And Moshe says the great Rambam is that why 613 mitzvahs? Because everyone could find their, obviously we have to do all the mitzvahs, but everyone could find their one unique mitzvah. Right? The idea, but keeping your mitzvahs in check, having simcha in your mitzvahs. So what's the idea of tefillin? Tefillin, as we know, is so important. Right? Haman, Amalek, they try to eradicate the tefillin. What is tefillin about? So tefillin is that relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You have in your tefillin Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You have tefillin Shel Yad, and you have tefillin Shel Rosh. The tefillin Shel Yad represents the idea of doing the actual mitzvahs of the Yad of the hand, or it's right adjacent to the heart, because you have to put your lave into it. And the tefillin Shel Rosh is on top of your head, is on your moach, is on your brain. And as we were saying, that there are Dalet Parshios in the Tefillin Shel Rosh, four different compartments, and on the Tefillin Shel Yad, there's only one, because the doing of the mitzvahs, everyone does the same mitzvahs, but there are different elements of how to do them, how do I process them, that's my Rosh, my Machshavas, my thoughts. And that's the idea. I once heard from Rav Sobolovsky, I was supposed to work with him in the summer, and he said, when we put our Tefillin on, we're like creating four corners. Right, four parshas, a mizbeach is four corners. We're creating our own little mizbeach to Hashem, because we're showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want that relationship with you. We want that closeness. We want to get out of the Mitzrayims. We want to utilize our time. We want to pass on the Mesorah. We want to pass on the Mesorah. So I think we can answer all these questions. All these questions could be answered. The whole idea of the Eser Makos, because everyone, as the Divna Magid says, you know, you go to a restaurant and you have different courses, different things, because everyone has different things they like. Some people like this, some people like that, right? Everyone has different things. And the same thing by the Eser Makos. There was inspiration. I had a good conversation at the table. If you were at Mitzrayim, which Mak would you want to see? Which one would you be scared of? Which one would you think would be awesome? Right? It's a good conversation, a good starting point. But everyone has inspiration different ways. And the great Mefarshim explain, maybe the Eser Makos, obviously Hashem could have taken us out in 1 second, but it was to show maybe the Mitzrim, how great, to show the non-Jewish nations how great we are, and also to show ourselves. We are on a 49th level of Tumah, but we need to eradicate, get out of ourselves the Avodah Zarah. And we need to show, wow, Hashem is showing us. Wow, I'm with you. I do supernatural miracles. I do regular miracles, daily miracles. As Ramban, as we quoted, that every second is a miracle. And it might not be a Kriyas Yamsum next week, right? Or Har Sinai. But it's I'm with you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm giving you the ability to pass it from generation to generation. And not only that, I'm making the world, I'm making things easier, the power of time. And I'm giving you opportunities. There's never been opportunities like this ever. The amount that people are able to help people. Oh, Hashem, we're affluent, we can help people. Everyone has their mitzvah stucca, the mitzvah of the Talmud Torah. And so many people are learning Torah on such high levels. Siddurim, tremendous, utilizing their time. And the idea of Kiddush HaChodesh, because they were on such a low level of Tumah, but then they started building little by little, and then they were able to sanctify themselves, and they were able to sanctify the moon. They were able to realize, wow, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Koach HaZman, like we're talking about, Koach of Zman, Koach of the time, and bringing mitzvahs. And then we have the Karban Pesach, Klal Yisrael as a tzibur, but also individual. Every single person had to bring a Karban Pesach, right? You know, me, Bezer Hashem, me and my sons and my father, we're going to be very busy, right? Pesach's a busy time for everyone. You got to clean, you got to cook. But we're going to be busy because we're going to have to be shechting so many I don't like blood. I'll figure that one out also. But we're going to be shechting so many carbonos. It's going to be amazing. As my little son says, Tati, Mashiach's coming this year, right? Mashiach's coming, of course, but we got to believe it. See, Bitul Yeshua, the Gemara says, we got to really believe it. So we have to pass on the Masorah. And we, when we put our tefillin on, we have to realize we're walking with that little Mizbeach. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael are one. Mika'amcha Yisrael. Hashem says, you're my chosen nation. I'm going to wear my tefillin, the Gemara tells us in Brachos. That Hashem's tefillin, when Moshe Rabbeinu said, I want to see your face, and Hashem said, you can't see my face. No person can see me. No one can see the future. And it says, the Gemara says that Hashem was passing by and he saw the knot. What was it? It was the knot of Hashem's tefillin. And why did Mordechai walk around with tefillin, says the Gemara? Because he's not going to let a Haman eradicate us. Because we have the tefillin shel yad. Coming with the actions, coming with the lave, and our tefillin shel rosh, because the rosh is the moach, is the brain. And we put it all together. So Bez Hashem, we're going to leave Mitzrayim. We're going to come out of Mitzrayim, and we're going to realize, wow, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're still with us. All through all Jewish history, we've had the ups, we had the downs, we had 49 level of tumah, Baruch Hashem, we got ourselves back. And we have so many different things. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are always in our lives. And we're going to show the Rabbeinu Shalom, he's so proud of us. And we're going to pass on the Masorah from generation to generation. And Bezus Hashem. Right? We need to really bring the Karban Pesach. We need to really believe it, that it's going to come, that we're really going to have Mashiach. And everyone should have an amazing, amazing Parshas Baruch Hu.